All right. So, you know how sometimes you've got an all hands meeting coming up and you're like,
Yeah.
how do I make this not the worst thing ever?
Totally. Yeah.
Like, how many times have we all sat through those and just been like,
Why am I
this
here?
is not a good use of anybody's time?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, we actually did a deep dive into a guide from Event Anywhere.
Okay.
They're a platform that does a lot of stuff with like virtual hybrid events, that kind of thing. And they had some really interesting thoughts about how to make all hands meetings not terrible.
Yeah. I was really impressed with this guide,
Yeah.
honestly.
Yep.
Like one of the things that they really emphasized that I thought was so important was having really, really clear goals for your meeting.
Oh, totally. And like actually writing them down. Like, this is not just something that lives in your head. This is like, we are going to accomplish this thing or like these three bullet points by the end of this meeting.
Right, because otherwise you just get in a room with a bunch of people and you're like, I guess we're all here.
I don't know why we're here.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Exactly. And what Event Anywhere argues is that like having a clarity up front is actually really tied to engagement from the people who are attending.
Oh, for sure.
Like if they understand the why behind the meeting, they're way more likely to actually like be present and be involved.
It's like the difference between someone saying, like, hey, let's go for a walk. I want to show you this really cool thing versus someone just dragging you for a walk around the block.
And you're like, why are we
Then
walking?
you're like, where are we going? Are we going somewhere? Is there a point
Yeah,
to this?
exactly.
And then you just end up back where you started.
Right.
Okay, so clear goals.
Check.
Got it.
And then speaking of cool things, like that cool thing you might see on the walk, this guide also gets into some really interesting and neat strategies for making the actual content of your all hands engaging.
Okay, be so can you don't wants to just sit there and be subjected to death by PowerPoint.
No, absolutely not.
Please, no more
The
slides.
bane of the all hands meeting.
No.
So, Event Anywhere gets that. And like one thing that they suggest that I thought was so interesting was actually using pre-recorded videos for some of the presentations.
Okay, that's interesting because I feel like at first glance you'd be like, oh, but it's a live meeting. Shouldn't everything be live?
That was my initial thought too. But then when I thought about it, their reasoning makes a lot of sense.
Okay, tell me more.
So, for one thing, a pre-recorded presentation ensures that like no matter where anybody is in the world, what time zone they're in, they're getting the exact same polished message.
Right, because if you're joining from, like, I don't know, Australia,
Yeah.
you might not get the, fully fleshed out version because it's 3 in the morning there and everyone's trying to wrap it up.
Yeah, or like somebody's cat walks in front of the camera during a live presentation. But if it's pre-recorded, you can edit all that out and make sure that it's like really high quality.
Yeah, like the best possible version of the information.
Exactly. And then here's like the other brilliant part about it is that by using pre-recorded videos for things like company updates or like department reports or like whatever it might be, it frees up time during the actual like live portion of your meeting for more interactive stuff.
Ooh, I'd like that if
So you can have more time for like Q&A, or you could even do like team building activities.
interesting.
Like it's really about like being more strategic with that actual like synchronous time that you have everybody together.
Yeah, work smarter,
So.
not harder, but for meetings.
Exactly. An event. Anyway, like they don't just tell you to use pre-recorded video, they give you tips on how to make them engaging.
Okay, good. Because I've definitely sat through some pre-recorded videos that were not engaging. It
Right.
can be a little tricky.
Yeah, totally. So they talk about things like keeping it concise. Like nobody wants to watch a 30-minute pre-recorded video.
Right, we've all got limited attention spans these days.
Exactly. Using high-quality visuals.
Oh, yeah.
Like don't make it like you just filmed it with like your laptop camera in a dark room.
It's gotta look good. It's gotta look good. And even adding captions for accessibility, which I thought was a really nice touch.
Oh, that's a good point because not everyone consumes information the same way.
Exactly.
So captions are awesome.
Love it. And speaking of engagement, the guide also gets into how to make the live portion of your all hands more interactive.
Okay, yes. Tell me more about this because I feel like interactive elements, they can either go really well or they can really not go well.
You're telling me I actually once attended an all hands meeting where they tried to do a company-wide chat
Oh.
and it just descended into like this whole debate about the best type of pizza.
Oh, no.
It's like a total train wreck.
You've unleashed the worst of humanity, the pizza debate. It was bad. But this is something that, like, Event Anywhere actually has thought about. Like, their platform has a lot of features that make interactive elements way more manageable.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so it's like they anticipated the chaos. And they're like, we're going to give you the tools to rein it in
Exactly. So, like,
now.
one example is their moderated chat feature. So there's like a slight delay on any messages that come through,
Okay.
which gives the moderators time to like scan them, make sure that there's nothing inappropriate.
Like if someone's trying to start a pizza fight, they can just be like, no.
Exactly. Or like if somebody's like completely off topic, they'd be like, nope, not gonna fly.
Virtual bouncer for your chat.
Yeah.
Love it.
Exactly. And they can even remove comments or like remove users if they need to.
Oh, wow. Okay, so they have like that level of control.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then for polls, like they really emphasize making sure that your poll questions are like very clearly worded, very relevant to what you're talking about, and like not leading in any way.
Oh, that's a good point because if you're just trying to like get people to agree with you, that's not really helpful.
Yeah, like if you're asking like how much do you love this new product?
Everyone's going to be like, oh yeah, we love it.
Yeah, it's not going to be genuine feedback.
Okay, so Event Anywhere helps you avoid that whole debacle.
Exactly. They want you to get real honest feedback from your team.
Okay, I like it.
So, yeah, it's really interesting because like they're thinking about all these different aspects and all these things that could go wrong, but really at the end of the day, it's all about using these features, these platforms, this technology to actually achieve a goal.
Yeah, it's not just about having cool tech for the sake of having cool tech.
Right? It's like, why are we doing this? Why are we having this meeting? Why are we using these
Yeah,
tools?
like what's the human element here?
Exactly. And I think the reason that this guide was so impressive to me is because they really get that, like, it's not just about selling their software. It's about, like, helping people create a better experience.
Oh, that's nice.
It's kind of refreshing.
Yeah, it's not just like, hey, we made this thing, now buy it. It's like,
Right.
we made this thing and we want to help you use it to make your work life better.
Exactly.
Okay.
I like that. So they're really encouraging people to take these tools, customize them to fit their own needs and their own company culture.
Because what works for one company might not work for another company.
Exactly. Like a small startup
Yeah.
is going to have very different needs than like a huge multinational corporation.
Right.
So that's why they give you so many different options within their platform.
Yeah, so you can make it your own.
Exactly.
You know, it's funny because we talk about like the future of work and all that,
Yeah.
but it feels like Event Anywhere is really focused on the future of connection at work,
Absolutely.
which I think is something that maybe we don't talk about enough.
Yeah,
Because
that.
like it's easy to get caught up in like the tech and the tools and all of that,
Right.
but at the end of the day, it's still humans who are doing the work.
Yeah, humans connecting with other humans.
Exactly. And if you can figure out how to make that connection stronger
Yeah.
and like more genuine, even in something as like worky as an all hands meeting.
Right.
Like imagine how much more engaged people would be
Oh, yeah, totally.
and how much more like excited they would be about their work.
Like their morale would just go up. It's like a
Exactly.
chain reaction.
Totally. And I think that's like a really powerful idea.
Yeah.
So to like bring it all back to our listener who's probably getting ready for their own all hands meeting right now, I think the biggest takeaway from this whole deep dive is like, you got this.
Yeah, you got that.
Like, take these tips that we got from Event Anywhere, use their platform if you want to, but like, more importantly, just make it your own.
Yeah, make it your own.
Like, don't be afraid to experiment. Don't be afraid to put your company's personality into it.
Have fun with it.
Exactly. Like, have fun because at the end of the day, if you're not having fun, like, why are we even doing this?
Right, like what's the point?
Yeah, so go forth and create amazing all hands meetings.
Yes, conquer those meetings.
Yes, exactly. And who knows, maybe you'll even find that your team is like actually looking forward to them.
That's the dream.
That is the dream. All right, that's it for this deep dive into all things all hands meetings. We hope you learned something.
Yeah,
We hope you're feeling inspired.
totally.
And as always, stay curious. Bye.